I think we played well today. Gutted with a goal, obviously, but I think who scored the first goal today was massively important. We had a few chances just going into the second half, maybe for 10, 15 minute period. A few balls flashed across the box and we just couldn't put them in. But yeah, they got their goal and they hung on.
They really did a job, didn't they, Cheltenham? They'd obviously done their homework. They picked out Bruno Andrade as a danger man, doubled up on him a lot and really sort of nullified any attack that Woking had.
Yeah, I mean, Bruno, you know, one-on-one, he'll cause anyone in this league problems. So they've had a look at that. They played a good game, but I don't think there was much in it, as you said. It could have went either way today. Just gutted, obviously, that they ended up nicking the goal that gets them 3 points.
We said in the commentary it was just going to be one goal, and once they got themselves in front, they had the experience and the knowledge to sort of see the game out, didn't they?
Yeah, they held on and saw it out. But that's what I mean. I think going into the second half, we had a spell of 10, 15 minutes maybe where we could have got a goal, and then it would have been the other way around. Time to us for us to hold on, but it weren't to be. But there's games coming thick and fast. It's a game Tuesday, a game Friday. And we got to be positive going into them and try and, you know, take it out on Braintree then next and see if we can get 3 points there.
Just a word for yourself today, Jake. Great performance. Couple of fantastic saves in the first and the second half.
Yeah, I was happy all in all. A couple of saves first half, couple of saves second half. Kept us in the game, I suppose, and give us an opportunity to try and nick a point at the end. But at home, you know, we've got a great record and we're glad that's gone, but we've got to start a new run now. Be positive about that and on to the next game. We get a couple of positive results.